right here smack dab in the middle of it all, 44th and Broadway, the home of George M. Cohan. The Paramount Theater used to be right over there. That's where years and years ago people went to see Benny Goodman, Frank Sinatra, and later on rock and roll music. One thing never changes, Times Square and the crowd on New Year's. They're young, they're happy. Hey, they got their signs. Thank you.
That is, of course, the one and only Dick Clark on New Year's Eve 20 years ago in 1987, going on 1988. Now, the Times Square ball drop dates further back than that, though, back to a time when a New Yorker, Teddy Roosevelt, was in the White House, and a hungry young candidate named William Howard Taft was going for the presidency in 08.
He was probably pretty hungry, actually.
He was a very
literally
hungry candidate.
He was a big guy.
Yes. But that was way back in the presidential race of 08, and that means this year will mark the 100th anniversary of the Times Square New Year's Eve ball drop, which kind of got us thinking, why do hundreds of thousands of ordinarily sane people gather every year to stand for hours in the cold and watch a shiny sphere slide down a pole? Well, to help answer that question, we are thrilled to bring in Tim Tompkins, president of the Times Square Alliance, and every year they're the people we count on to drop the ball, but in a good way. Hi, Tim.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what's the deal with this? How did this whole cultural tradition begin of watching a ball drop to celebrate a new year?
Well, it started actually as in the tradition of Times Square, of course, as a publicity stunt. The New York Times had just opened its headquarters in Times Square in the building that the ball now drops from. And they wanted to draw attention to that, and they came up with the idea of having a New Year's Eve celebration. And that first celebration was actually in 1904. The first year, though, that they had the actual ball was 3 years later, 1907 going into 1908, because NYPD said, and the fire department said, it's great that you do fireworks, but we don't want New York City to burn down. And so the Times came up with this idea of combining this tradition of dropping a time ball, which was used by ships and navigators, with the highest of high technology at the time, which was 125-watt light bulbs.
So prior to that, it was just a fireworks display every year.
Yes, yeah.
Now, a lot of people think that this Times Square ritual is just a huge excuse to get drunk, pretty much. But it's really a lot more than that, isn't it? I mean, we think of New Yorkers as being mean people, but it really is an overwhelming spirit of camaraderie and warmth.
It's a fascinating thing when you're actually there. And I have to say, before I got this job, I thought, okay, this is a big party. It's fun. But I didn't quite get the ways in which it struck people in some kind of deeper way. And when you're actually there and the ball drops at midnight and the confetti is coming down, and people are singing New York, New York, it's this very un-New York moment of this incredible sense of hope and togetherness. And I also think one of the things I recognized is that there's a reason that we have these kinds of rituals. And, of course, New Year's is partly about celebrating, but sometimes it's about celebrating the good things in life, even when the world is crazy. And I saw this during these celebrations after 9/11, after the beginning of the Iraq War, after the tsunami. And it seemed that the more the world was going crazy, the more people felt the need to say they wanted to celebrate good things and also to look forward with some sense of hope, because part of New Year's is looking back over the last year and saying, where have we been? But part of it is also either personally or for the world wanting to start anew. And I think that's the power of this ritual that I hadn't fully appreciated before.
You know, it's interesting. I actually, for the first time, I co-hosted NBC's New Year's Eve show last year. So I was in Times Square at the corner of 45th and Broadway.
Wow.
With people. And, you know, they start assembling about 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in those mazes, sort of like when you go to Disneyland and mm-hmm. they have the maze. And people are friendly. They're easygoing. They're out there for 11 or 12 hours, you know. And what you said is interesting. We had a serviceman propose mm-hmm. to his girlfriend on the air. And it was one of those sort of aw shucks, gee whiz moments. It's really, you know, I thought I would never enjoy it in Times Square, being live in it, and it was really pretty cool.
And everybody who experiences it says that. They say that they think, oh, it's hokey, I can't stand it, but then they go, and it's just a completely different experience for them.
Well, Tim, I have to confess, I once hosted Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Guys should be running the show. What's going on?
I did it from Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I've, as a lifelong New Yorker, have never actually been in Times Square. I'm ashamed to admit.
You got
to
do it once.
You have to come this year.
But see, that's the rapid guess that a lot of New Yorkers avoid mm-hmm. the entire celebration. And what do you say when you hear that it's strictly for tourists? It's not true, is it?
No. And there, you know, there's people from New York who come every year. And one of the great things about it, just like what's great great about New York and about Times Square is that you've got people from out of town, you've got people from around the world. For some people, it is a kind of pilgrimage to come here every year. And for other people, there's a lot of New Yorkers that are here that are just here because it is the ultimate New York experience as well, especially if they haven't done it before.
Well, millions of people watch the event in person and on TV, and it really must be a lot of pressure for you and the Times Square Alliance to have your whole year building up to a 10-second ball drop. Have you ever had any debacles go down?
No, we haven't, at least not that I'm aware of while I've been there. I mean, there's things behind the scenes, and really it's so many people who work on it. And we have partners Countdown Entertainment, which represents the building that the ball drops from. A lot of people, and of course amazing, amazing support and help from NYPD and the Sanitation Department who make it literally the safest place on earth. And so there's so many people that contribute. That makes it great.
It's true. It's a very well-behaved crowd. You never hear stories of anybody having a bad time.
Right. I mean, it used to be back in the days when you were covering it, they used to put plywood over the stores, the windows of the stores, because they were afraid that people would, and in some cases, people would be really out of control. And that's so changed.
So when you see it on TV or you're watching it and the person's about to press the plunger, mm-hmm. does that plunger really work or is there some guy in the back?
Well,
is it
we
like
don't,
the Wizard of Oz and there's somebody
behind
the curtain?
First of all, we don't quite call it a plunger. I'm not sure.
Well, a button, whatever it's called.
But yes, when they hit the ball, it is in fact something that is coordinated closely with someone who's operating a computer to make sure that the ball goes down, yes.
I got to say, it's a very swanky ball every year. There's crystals, there's lights, there's lasers. NASA's heavily involved, I think. But I heard this year it was going to be more LED lights to make it more of a green New Year's
Eve. Yes, because this was the 100th anniversary of the actual appearance of the ball, it's a completely renovated ball that's got a brand new and additional Waterford crystals, which is the traditional part of the ball, and then new Philips LED lights, 9,500 of them, which are much more energy efficient. And so we're trying to, in a small way, we're trying to make the ball be a little bit greener this year.
Tim, what is the Times Square Alliance?
The Alliance is a group that represents all the businesses and property owners in Times Square. And so we work to promote and improve Times Square. A couple of the key things that are going to be happening this year that are new is that we're celebrating we're doing Good Riddance Day, where tomorrow at noon at our information center, people can come and destroy those bad memories from 2007. We're going to have a giant industrial shredder so they can get rid of that. And we also have a wishing wall where people can write their wishes for 2008 on pieces of confetti. And then at midnight, we will mix that confetti in with all the rest of the confetti, and it will drop at midnight.
I'll get online right now. Tim, thank you very much, and Happy New Year. Tim Tompkins is president of the Times Square Alliance, and I'd vote for you.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.